13th station. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land, until 3 in the afternoon, because an eclipse of the sun. Then the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And when we had said this, he breathed his last. The Gospel of the Lord. A reflection. Before the fellowship sets out from Rivendell in The Lord of the Rings, the elves give them cloaks that can render them invisible to their enemies. Many autistic people wish that they could have such cloaks of invisibility, at least some of the time. We would like to fly under the radar, unseen, most of the time. For many of us, then, dying to self may mean a willingness to be seen, exposed, vulnerable, the courage to stand for something, accepting to speak or do whatever the love of God bids us to say or do, even if we don't know it all ahead of time, even if we lack a spiritual GPS that tells us precisely where we are on the spiritual journey, even if we must proceed into the darkness with our only faith in God's love to sustain us. This is the very way that Jesus gave his life for us on the cross. He allowed himself to become radically vulnerable, even to his enemies. He accepted the cross with faith in his Father's love and with commitment to his Father's will, even as his humanity naturally shrunk at Gethsemane from the suffering he would endure. Because he became the very example of the Beatitudes he proclaimed, poor in spirit, meek, persecuted, he became the source of love, hope, and grace for all who place their faith in him. We will, at times, feel called to make ourselves open, seen, vulnerable before others. We may need to speak in the presence of others, take some stand, or help someone who's been treated unjustly. With all the risks that such loving actions involve, we will not know the outcome of our actions. We can only trust in the love and faithfulness of God who promises us that if he sees even the sparrows, he sees all we do in his name. He sees our love, our trust, and our willingness to be exposed and vulnerable. He knows how difficult that can be for us. He will bless our love and make it bear much fruit. Prayer. Father of mercy, grant us your strength and wisdom, that we may follow you in all things. Strengthen our faith in your love. May we always follow you with open and sincere hearts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.